Welcome back to The Pen That Writes, a podcast where we talk to authors about their lives beyond the books and stories that their environment wrote for them. My name is Ayan and I'm your host for this series. Today we are back in conversation with Gautam Maikar and shall talk more about his work and his life as an author. Let's talk about Stoned. It's as you told me, it's a clever take on certain riots that took place in India. And why did you decide to write about that particular topic out of everything else that's going on in our nation?
Okay, so that riots is, again, you know, that was a trigger of how this book came into existence.
Acha.
I'll tell you everything, okay? So I never had in my mind that I'll write a book dedicated to stoners or something like that. It's just something, you know, around 2018 when I had gone to office. This was in Pune. Mm-hmm. And then there were riots. So we were left from office early because obviously, you know how riots happen and everything. They destroy and a lot of things happen. So obviously, I came home and I saw everywhere, everyone was talking about it. I was getting all the WhatsApp forwards about, you know, on both the sides, obviously, you know, like some people are supporting some side, some people are supporting other side, and news channels are showing. So it was there in my mind and I thought maybe I should write something about it. But then I didn't want to take anyone's side because this is what is happening nowadays also. Everyone has their own agenda and they just stick to that agenda. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, nobody is becoming biased. If they support some political agenda, they'll totally go ahead with that only, you know, and they'll just show their perspective and the other side, they'll show their perspective. So it's very difficult to figure out what perspective actually happened. You know, some things may be wrong, some things may be right. So you have to show the both the sides, right? But that is something that doesn't happen. So anyway, I just wanted to write on that line. So I wrote a stoner side of story without taking anyone's side. Just one stoner is caught in the middle of riots. He's traveling in Ola cabs and going back home. And what is his thought process and what is happening? So it was just a sarcastic blog post. And I was tripping on Nucleus music. So with every situation, I related to Nucleus song. Okay. For example, like everything. I specifically speaking, maybe, you know, like there is a situation where there's a Mumbai-based song of Nuclear, Kyun Tak or something.
Yes.
So when the cabbie presses on the accelerator pedal, Nuclear's music starts, Kyun Tak, and then the car goes fast. So such kind of things. Okay, I wouldn't say this is a mastery, like literature masterpiece or something. It's just something like people could relate to and laugh about. Meme culture or millennial culture. That's what my viewers are talking about. So that's something that I wrote, and that post was shared by many people on Facebook. Back in those days, where Facebook had something called as reach, okay? It used to get many likes and people actually used to share a lot of content other than meme on Facebook. And it reached this Half-Baked Beans publisher's page, okay? And they shared it and then they asked me like, this was really nice. Will you write something more on the similar lines?
Okay.
So next time, again, I didn't have any topic because it was not a, you know, planned novel or something. I was just sitting at a dinner table that night with my roommates and then we were just discussing marathon. Okay. People run marathon. They call it marathon, but actual marathon is 42 kilometers. Half marathon is maybe 21 kilometers. But here, you know, in major cities, you know, subah utke bhagte, 8 kilometers, 7 kilometers they run and then they just put their post key with this medal in their mouth as if they are done. This is not even a marathon. So we were just having this sarcastic conversation and then so weekend pe I ended up writing on how a guy gets high, like kal ho na ho ke teen character, Aman, Naina aur Rohit. So Aman is, you know, after running marathon, is suffering from a heart attack. He's just lying on his deathbed. And he's narrating like how we ended up running marathon because of Naina. And then all three of them are high. So then again, any bullshit I wrote. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm not glorifying what I wrote, because I like suddenly, suddenly there is this scene where I've written like how it's in Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, that last scene, bulls are running and
Yeah.
the actors are running. So similarly, in Indian version of it is, bulls are running and our characters are running, and behind those bulls, some Gorakshaks are running, because it was something they
Achha.
suspected to be illegal. Any bullshit, whatever happening in this country.
Yeah.
So people kind of like that, and Half Baked Beans also like that. So I wrote similar 5 or 6 posts, I think. Stoner goes to gym, stoner goes to a wedding, and those things. And then Chetan Soni, Half Baked Beans CEO, he was in Pune. So he met me, and then we discussed the idea of, making this into a short novel or something. This was again 3 years back. But then what happened is I Am So Hacked happened.
Yeah.
And then We Are So Hacked ka bhi thoda tha. I wanted to complete that manuscript, give some, something on that lines I wanted to write. Plus workload also increased. So I didn't end up touching on that part. But then now when this lockdown started, I got some free time. I revisited it, and I thought maybe let's give this angle of, COVID, because COVID is there, COVID. So COVID is something that the drug, which is what they are tripping on, all those five blog post characters.
Yeah.
And then I added more characters, then gave it a sci-fi angle, of time machine.
Time travel, yes.
Such sarcastic chapters I added, some drafts which were there, I edited them. And then we asked Nuclea, we approached him and said, like, this was something which was happened during those blog posts. People were liking it. Would you be interested in giving a short message to a music fraternity? And so he was very humble. His team, they were readily agreed, and they ended up writing a foreword for it.
Yeah.
So it just happened again out of that blog post. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not like I wanted to write specifically on, those riots or anything. I just wanted to write. I didn't even know what I wanted to write. It just happened, like I said, a whole story. Thing led to another. And people kind of like this lighthearted takes. That's what I realized. Because I had this question in my mind, okay? Because I Am So Hacked, even though it also contains this satirical language, but it also has a strong plot and a story to it. And for Stoned, it was more like, meme culture or millennial culture. That's what Rivers is saying. Because there is a sudden reference of Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, a sudden reference of something else. So, people who are into strong literature, they will, obviously they'll ask, like, ye kya hai? But then I wanted to give something to those people who loved reading those blogs, okay? Because that was the idea behind it. And then all the current affairs and sci-fi and everything is just khichdi ban gayi. So that's Stoned ban gaya.
Sahi, sahi. Basically, Stoned was, a book, a random book which made itself somewhat through every situation that came by you. That's lovely.
Yeah,
that's lovely
exactly.
To see. And how did you feel when Nuclea agreed to write the foreword? And, he also said, he commented about the book that, I hope you enjoy losing yourself in Amar's world. So how did you feel about Nuclea being so positive about the book?
Yeah, man, that was like, I don't know, a fanboy moment kind of. Because those 3 years back, as I told you, I was totally tripping on his songs. And ever since, not just 3, 4, 5 years, ever since I've heard his first album, I've kind of started loving this unique style of music of his. And more than that, how he is as a person. I saw many YouTube videos of him. And also there is a documentary based on his life journey, Right to Roots or something, where he talks how he struggled and how he, kept doing music. And at 33 or 34 something, he got a big break. That's the struggle which he talks about. Yeah, how dedicated he is towards his family. Most of the DJs, they party in the night. And then he's in one of his interviews, he has said, like, I don't like partying too much in the night because I have to drop my kid to school in the morning. So I really like the way he spoke and the way he speaks, and also obviously his music and everything. So just the thought came in my mind that since that first blog post, that Riot Wala blog post had his music, and in another one of chapter also I've included similar kind of music, musical, you know, relate music related to the situation in the story, basically. So yeah, when we approached his team, Meher and Rahul, they were very supportive. They wanted to read the entire manuscript, and then they ended up reading the manuscript. And I was just asking about maybe a line or two, but foreword was something which we thought maybe, you know, if you guys read the whole book, and they loved it, and they ended up writing that whole foreword.
That's great.
Because and he has summarized it really well, you know, like the whole theme of the novel. Because he says, like, just like everything else, how in this pandemic things will end and things will get better, and you won't even realize that all this is happening. So basically that's the, you know, that's how the book is also. I won't give you the spoilers, but that's how the book is basically. That line really summarizes the book so well. You should definitely read his foreword and obviously the book. You will find it very relatable.
No, that's what I like about new generation of authors that we have, especially Indian authors, because the writing style is changing. I mean, there was classic literature, which is really fun to read. You know, you have this very historical feeling. For example, The Great Gatsby, Animal Farm, Fahrenheit 451, books like that. And then you're reading books like yours, Stoned. Then you have Neha Bindal's Table for One. You have loads of books like Butterfly Generation and Madhuri Banerjee's Losing My Virginity, and you see the difference in the writing styles. And although you can't really compare them to the classics and say this is better than that, because the style is so different and it's more relatable to read. It's like Russell Peters is a good comedian, but Abhishek Upamanyu is someone I relate to more. So that is really something I like about next gen Indian authors. I really love that style of writing, that meme references and stuff like that. Yeah, that's pretty great, and you can see the Indian culture and stuff like that in that. So it's really brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought about. You know, it might be unconventional for many, but which people liked it, you know, and why not go? Even the music of Nuclear, like, people will say, like, this is too much, this is too much. My editor was also saying, ki, why are you adding? But then people actually liked it. One guy, even, you know, has created a Spotify playlist, like Nuclear song from Stoned, Gautam's
Wow.
book Stoned. उसने प्लेलिस्ट क्रिएट की है,
सही.
सो पीपल आर लाइकिंग इट, देन व्हाई नॉट? ऑब्वियसली ऑल दिस कंपैरिजंस विल ऑब्वियसली बी देयर, बट देन दे डोंट बॉदर मी मच. आई जस्ट ट्राई टू गो अहेड विद व्हाट आई फील. एंड
Considering the plot of Stoned, did you have to be very careful while writing about, the riots and what were the major limitations while writing Stoned?
Yeah, there have been, you know, even now, I do get a lot of criticism for not specifically to riots, but the thing that I just said right now, there are two different sides. I mean, obviously in the country, you know, one side supports one narrative, one side supports other narrative, and if you are in the neutral phase, they say, oh, you don't support us, that means you are one of them. Then, you know, so all these things keep happening. But then here's the thing, okay, because there are, you know, certain things. Okay, I don't exactly, let's just take Family Man 2 as an example, okay. I won't take name, but I'll tell you one reference. In the first season of Family Man, there was this mob lynching which is happening because of beef, right, which was obviously wrong, and they have shown it. And it's good that they have shown it because such cases have happened, right? And that is wrong. But in the so the one so some people commenting on it, you know, that it's wrong, it's, yeah, it's true because that was wrong. But in the second part, you know, there is this certain things where love jihad kidnapping, obviously they have not directly said it, but some people took it in that way, and then they ended up criticizing the series. But then series is, you know, as an artist, we are just showing, we are not supporting any narrative. That's what I wanted to say. If you are criticizing the series because of that love jihad part, then also see the rewind back a little and also see that part where they have also shown mob lynching and everything, right? So they are showing both the sides of the story. So just because one side suits your narrative, you can't criticize one side. Same goes
Exactly.
with the other side also, you know, like that is something which I don't like it. And in my book, I have not exactly taken any side. I basically criticize both the sides.
Yeah.
I know some people might not like it, but this has been my point of view, you know.
Yeah.
Like what we do is we just share something. Nowadays, this is what is happening. There are two kinds of people in my social media. You know, one people they post something, they call them Bhakt. Other people they post something, they call them Librandu, and then they just fight with each other. That's it. Arre, what is the main concern? Look at it now. Don't look at it from the angle that maybe Bhakt has posted, or no, don't look at it that maybe Liberal has posted. No, look at what the problem is, the main root cause. And if it is wrong, say that it is wrong, even if maybe a Bhakt has done it, or maybe a Librandu has done it. I don't know what that is. But that is not something which is not happening. So that was something that I wrote, went ahead and wrote in the stone without criticism. In fact, I criticize both.
Yeah. No, it's important to criticize both because, you know, we often forget that there are, you know, the two sides are equally stupid.
Sides, yeah, equally stupid. Like for example, you know, this movie Laksh, which came out, right? Who
Okay.
Farhan Akhtar has written that movie, and there are like hard-hitting dialogue, you know, criticizing Pakistan, because obviously in those days we had 26/11, everything was happening, right? We had a lot of fighting, and now the same people are telling him go to Pakistan. It's not right. I mean, look at the person. Like, and this is just one example. I can give example from other side also, like how I gave for Family Man 2, some journalist criticizing this particular part which was not even highlighted. So criticisms will keep happening, but people should, you know, get free from their agenda and criticize the main concern
Exactly.
rather than sticking to their agenda and doing selective criticism. That's what that's what my view is. Yeah, selective criticism is a problem, and the both sides are doing that, which is wrong. One more thing that I have written in stone is there have been a lot of sarcastic taunts on different, like there are this network marketeers, right, who do
Yes.
this chain marketing, like you be under me, then you bring three more people, let them bring three more people, right? So Uske Upar Bhi, there is one chapter where I've written some sarcastic taunts here and there, but obviously it's all, you know, not the character is based like that. That is another thing that I want to show. I'm not saying I am supreme and whatever my viewpoints are right. I may be wrong, but I'm an artist and I'm creating a character. Okay, the character in the stoned who went through that riot phase, which was the first chapter, had the same criticism. Then marathon, I told you, right? People are running 8 kilometer and then posing. That was again, you know, that character's mentality, and that's how the character was based. Criticizing, 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 getting high and criticizing. Okay, getting high is very important. Getting high, criticizing, getting high. That was how it was. So that theme I continuously maintained. So whatever the topic came, ended up that character ended up criticizing those on that topic. Not exactly criticizing, maybe that is the wrong word. Being sarcastic or being satirical about it, about that particular topic which was there. So every chapter, there are hardly 13 chapters, but every chapter is like a satirical take on certain topics. For example, gym, marathon, then some concert, etc., etc. Yeah. So some people might get offended, and that's okay
I mean,
because.
लोगों का तो काम है ऑफेंड होना.
हाँ, वही ना. That's
सो
the thing,
आई
actually.
एवरीवन गेट्स ऑफेंडेड एंड एवरीथिंग एंड यू नो
Yeah.
इट्स लाइक कि इट्स योर रिएक्शन टू द ऑफेंस बिकॉज आई मीन एट द एंड ऑफ द डे सम थिंग्स डू हर्ट योर फीलिंग्स इवन इफ यूर अ लिबरल सम थिंग्स विल
Yeah.
ऑफेंड यू बट इट्स योर रिएक्शन टू द ऑफेंसिव थिंग्स दैट मैटर लाइक अनफॉलो द अकाउंट और जस्ट इग्नोर द पोस्ट इफ इट्स समथिंग टू बैड यू शुड रिपोर्ट इट सिंपल एज दैट यू डोंट हैव टू
Yeah,
गो ऑन द
exactly.
कॉमेंट सेक्शन एंड यू नो अब्यूज दैट गाय एंड फर्दर लोअरिंग योर ओन रेप्यूटेशन एंड स्टफ
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, this is
ये जब से
something
जियो
which
सिम आया है ना
yeah.
आई थिंक आई एम गोना हैव टू ब्लीप दैट आउट बट यस जब से सबको इंटरनेट मिल गया है इट्स यू नो
जब से सबको इंटरनेट मिल गया है या
इट्स गुड एंड बैड गुड एंड बैड
व्हाट आई एम सेइंग इज पीपल शुड फोकस मोर ऑन द प्रॉब्लम
या
एंड जस्ट दैट प्रॉब्लम बेस्ड ऑन वेदर इट इज एक्चुअली अ प्रॉब्लम और नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम रादर देन यू नो बेस्ड ऑन योर एजेंडा और योर पॉलिटिकल अलायंस एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा
So considering the situation in our country when it comes to democracy, do you think that artists nowadays are actually shying away from writing such things?
Yeah, there have been cases, you know, again, I wouldn't say specifically democracy or any party, but people are getting offended. Again, we are coming back to the same thing. That's what is happening. You know, many artists have also spoken up. Obviously, I personally haven't experienced at that level because maybe I'm not at that level of fame or, you know, reach in terms of reach. But those who have reached that level then and they are complaining that something is affecting them, then it is getting offended. But then again, it's from, you know, not only one political party or other political
definitely
party.
Definitely not.
It's just point of view of people which is changing, you know, everybody is getting offended. Again, it depends actually. For example, this comedian which was arrested,
Munawar Farooqi,
I don't want to take any side, obviously beating him was wrong, but then he came to Goa and he said very bad things about Goa. If you see his Instagram video, it is there. I don't know if he has kept it or not. So there was a loud uproar in Goa. This was just before his arrest. He said very bad things. Ki idhar log aise mut rahe, aise agre, which was very insulting. And obviously, as a Goan, I also felt bad. But then 2 days later, he got arrested for some different reason and people started cheering for that. Again, that was something which was not right, maybe. So this is what I'm talking about, you know, like insults and things will happen, but then there has to be some middle ground to it and there has to be a very rational thinking regarding it.
I think uproar when it comes to artists in general, doesn't matter if it's a comedian or an author, getting offended by their content, the best way to actually stop that content is to not support it. Like for example, as a comedian, the best example I can give is if you're offended by a joke, just don't laugh at it. We get the message, we'll stop doing that joke entirely. So that is the process. And the same thing goes for you know, authors. I mean, if you don't like a particular type of book, you stop reading it. The author will get the message somehow. And that is what our public isn't understanding. It doesn't matter who you support. I mean, at the end of the day, any option that we have is a bad option. So it's like,
oh, that's you said that lovely point, you know, because for example, that video, if you see, Goans will definitely feel offended, but then that's the, you know, that humor will relate to a lot of other people. Right. For example, from some other states who have not been to Goa, they come here and they laugh at it. So as I didn't like that joke, I'll just, you know, ignore it, or maybe I'll say not funny and I'll just ignore it. But then wishing something bad or, you know, uske upar bahut kuch aur comments abusive karna, that is something which is not needed. You said that lovely point. I totally agree with you. You know, we should learn to just accept it that, okay, fine, I don't like it. But maybe someone else did. That's why he ended up creating that humor, right?
Exactly.
And that's okay. Because no two people are alike. No two people, matlab, sabke jokes same nahi rehte, na? We should learn to, if wo level ki understanding agar sab mein aa gayi na, to ye offend hona and all that, ye nahi rahega aur itne sab problems bhi nahi rahenge.
Definitely. And the thing is ki, the more the public, you know, starts getting offended, and the more, you know, the institutions start pressing on artists saying like, you can't do this, you can't do this, indirectly, obviously. I feel that is the mother of creativity. Like, the more you say to an artist, don't do this, they will end up finding some loophole in this, they'll basically hack the system itself in a way. You know, you tell, I remember there was some kind of censorship in some Middle Eastern country. I think it was Iran or something. And they heavy censorship in cinema. They weren't allowed to talk about, you know, the ongoing government problems and stuff. So what they did was they came up with a beautiful way of showing, making movies based on children. And they showed, for example, Stoned is how a stoner goes through different situations, right? So they did that for children. They made a movie about how children go through different stages of maybe a riot, an insurgency, a coup, or something like that, which is brilliant. And that is why I feel कि तुम कितना भी आर्टिस्ट को दबाओ ना, they will eventually find a loophole, find a hole in the system, a backdoor, and just exploit that flaw, which is really, you know, another upside of, you know, that thing. For example, I guess I haven't seen the movie, but from what I've heard, Chintu's Birthday, which was made by the creators of First Draft, AIB, that was also something similar, where they shared a story of, you know, a child and his experience with whatever happens outside. So, yeah,
I used to
that's
love AIB's content, man. I
AIB
think
was
they were way
amazing.
ahead of their times.
Yeah. AIB was definitely great. Like, no one has reached that level of comedy yet.
उस टाइम पे दे यू नो लाइक आई सेड वे अहेड ऑफ
Yeah,
द
way ahead of their time,
टाइम
definitely. I remember this, you know, during the 2014 elections, when we didn't even, you know, accidentally connect the words the ruling party and fascism. We didn't even think of that. I remember there was this one scene where Abish Mathew has this saffron scarf on, and he's in one hand he's sipping chai, and in the other hand he's doing a Nazi salute. And I was like, this was released in 2014. How is that possible? So, you know, that the level of thinking that goes behind all
There
that,
is a
I mean.
sorry. There is another video I could, sorry to like speak in between, but there was this video which I one girl orders chicken tikka roll and she gets it very
Yes,
like 2 minutes
great
late होता है. She gets,
Indian media circus.
हाँ, she ends up tweeting about it and उसके बाद जो अप्रोर होता है
Yes,
crazy but really
it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I loved
two
that video
months
as well.
2 3 months back there was this Jaipur online literature festival
Yeah.
and I was on a speaker panel of humor novels, okay, and on that the same topic came. The Dr. Jess Kohli has also written a beautiful humor novels. He was also there and the topic came is how important sarcasm or satire is for artists, you know, especially writers when it comes to creating humor. And he said this lovely line where he said is, you know, if you're creating a content which is a visual representation, you can show situational comedy, you can experiment with your facial expression and a lot of other things. But as an
Right.
author, you don't really have much choice. You have to stick to satire or sarcasm, you know, all on that theme. And I guess same goes with orators or, you know, comedians specifically, because you don't have that visual representation to show any situational comedy or all the expressions. So, and coming to satire, obviously not everyone is going to like it. Some people will definitely find it offensive. So that's the
Yes.
thing. So we should just go ahead with it. That's what I feel. In Stoned, I have added another line in disclaimer. I said that the author was under
Yeah.
no impression of drugs or alcohol while writing this book, but he can't say the same about the publishers who decided to publish it. I don't know if Avik means read it or something, but it's there. थोड़ा एडिट किया उसको.
It's fun. It's fun to sneak these things also into this. Yeah, I remember lots of lo because lots of commercial companies also avoid satirical things. And you know, I remember I was working with this small team of other writers, and we sneaked in certain lines that were political, and they didn't even notice. So you know, that's kind of like a treat to ourselves. Ki unka bhi kaam hua and hamara bhi
It's
aisa.
fine.
Just like a lovely What would be an ideal retirement life for you? Like, what would an ideal retirement look like?
Well, I really haven't thought about it, you know. If I can just give you a fabricated answer, that would be a lie. The honest answer is I really haven't thought about it. I kind of love being a part of, you know, secure. I love exploring security, new attacks that come, and working for the software firms. I have absolutely enjoyed working for TIBCO and even Quick Hill and Qualys. And yeah, I'll continue working in security. Maybe like don't know what's gonna happen in future, but I'll stick to security. And because I always say, you know, people often end up saying that writing is their passion, but obviously, like being a full-time author is again, you know, there are a lot of things to sustainability in terms of finance, etc. All those things come into picture. That's why I did work. But in my case, I guess I would say security is my passion. So whatever writing that I do, that is more like a hobby. So I guess there is no reason for me to, you know, retire with maybe as a full-time author. No, I think I'll stick to security and hobby. I'll continue doing that. And no La La Land stuff and all. I'll just live the day how.
Great. So basically you're going to become a hacker, as an old man hacker who does all these books, like basically like the hacker you the Ankit Phadia. वैसे यू बिकम एकदम. दैट्स
Seize
ग्रेट,
your
दैट्स
day, man.
ग्रेट.
Whatever, like every day is a special, every day is a
कार्पे
blessing.
डिएम. यस, ऑफ
Keep
कोर्स.
doing what you love.
इट्स ग्रेट, इट्स ग्रेट.
Let's rewind a little and go back to the hacker series. So whoever listening to this, my second book is also coming out soon, like I mentioned earlier. So the whole idea of the hacker series is to, you know, show that how hackers from, you know, how hackers are nothing like supernatural beings or magicians, like how we have often seen. Hackers are normal human beings with normal human tendencies. And eventually, you know, the whole hacker series is to show how hackers, obviously from different ideological differences, different countries, and everything, together they can, you know, not just destroy everything, but eventually end up saving everything. So that will be the main message that I want to give through this hacker series. Yeah. So obviously we'll speak more about it when the book date is announced and everything. So I just want everyone to know that, yeah, doesn't matter what ideological difference you have, doesn't matter which country borders you belong to, eventually humanity is the biggest and greatest you know, thing that we have in this world, and we should always respect it.
So when should we expect your book to, you know, come out?
Well, we haven't designed cover yet. So, and obviously last 2 years, as you know, things were not really good for publishers as well, with offline
Yeah,
distribution,
definitely.
you know. So we haven't taken the decision, the second book yet, but it should be out by end of this year. Certainly it should be out by end of this year. And third book with that uniting message, that should be out by next year. Hopefully, I'm still working on it actually, so can't commit for that. But obviously, I won't be like Greg R.R. Martin and
Yeah,
flag it
please
for
don't do
it to come out.
that. You know, just he the worst part is he's actually rubbing it in our face by posting about the different things he's doing, going golfing, going everywhere, but everything
know.
he's doing, and he's not writing the book. So yes, please,
Yeah.
even if you do plan to, you know, take your time, please don't post your enjoyment life on Instagram and make us wait more. क्योंकि रीडर्स ग्रेग को बहुत गाली दे रहे हैं, इतना तो मैं बोल सकता हूँ.
Yeah, I can totally get it because I myself am getting a lot of messages. When I released Stoned ka poster na, on that also there are like three, four comments. Like, what about the second book from Hacker series? I'm like, भैया ये इस महीने ये आया तो अगले महीने तो नहीं रिलीज करता ना, थोड़ा होना चाहिए. लेट्स
नहीं, अब तो आपका नंबर मिल गया, सो आई विल बी बॉदरिंग यू एज वेल. व्हेन इज इट कमिंग आउट? सो या, इट्स ग्रेट. सो आई एम रियली लुकिंग
We'll
फॉरवर्ड
try.
टू द बुक. डेफिनेटली आई विल बी फिनिशिंग योर बुक सून, बिकॉज आई लव्ड देम बोथ. And yeah, it's great. Thank you for joining us today, Gautam. Really appreciated it and really loved the session.
Yeah, thank you, man. It was really fun having this chat with you. I didn't even realize how we spoke for like so long, and
Yeah, it's
it was
great. It's
super.
great. So so guys, please follow Gautam on Instagram to stay updated. Gautam underscore author 13, and you'll be updated about his book. And bug him on his comment section, like, when are you releasing the book? I encourage all my listeners to do that. And thank you so much, Gautam. I hope you had a lovely session, and I hope we get to talk again when your book releases.
Thank you so much once again, I and the book box. Thank you.
That concludes our conversation with Gautam Maikar. To stay updated about further episodes, follow us on your preferred streaming platforms. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Thy Book Box and join our Discord community full of fellow bookworms and nerds from all over the world. Stay safe, happy reading, and thank you for listening to The Pen That Writes. Thank you.